With that, we're joined by Vic Hicks of Shock Paris. And Vic, how are you doing tonight, man?
I'm enjoying sitting back and listening to the radio just like everyone else out there. Good to talk to everyone in Cleveland. How's everybody going?
Everybody's good, man. Well, hey, listen, you know, I've really wanted to have someone from Shock, obviously, on board and on the show at some point. And I'll tell you what, man, I'm really honored to have you on today. And yeah, I'll tell you what, we got a good show in store because I have some fan questions for you plus some questions of my own. And it's great to have you on tonight.
Well, thank you. I've been wanting to do this for a while.
All right. So, Vic, first question for you is, what's Shock Paris doing? What do you guys have currently going on? And talk about what the band's currently up to.
Well, right now, we're kind of in record mode. We're working real hard. We've got about 20 songs to pick from. A couple of them we've already had out there. People have got to hear. But we want to get this new CD and hopefully start getting it recorded, actually, and around the first of the year. So hopefully by March, April, I'd hope to have it out. That's for sure. But it's called the Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket. That's awesome. That's a good name. And you know, I did like the one song that you guys had put out. And what kind of reception did you see to that? You know, the band had been gone for quite some time, or hadn't put any recordings out for quite some time. And you know, what kind of reception did you see to the song you put out?
So far, it's been real good. Everybody listened to it, said, "Hey, it is definitely Shock Paris." And that's the main thing, is staying true to what we've done in the past. Bring a hard edge to it and do the same thing now. It's been quite some time, but I don't like, and the rest of the guys too, they don't like to rest on our laurels. We want to put out some new music, and it might have taken a few years. We really started hitting it hard in 2010 writing this music, but sometimes it don't come very easy. So you keep working at it, and you make the song the way you want it. It might take a few years, but I think that's the best way to do it. You could throw a bunch of stuff together and put it out in a couple months, and that doesn't mean it's going to be your best. And that's what we're hard at work doing right now.
Now, you guys had been were on a hiatus for quite some time, and what sparked you to want to come do it again? I know you had the Aftershock thing going out and going on, and but what sparked you and Ken getting back together and getting the lineup back together again?
I think really that started in 2004 when we went to Germany the first time. It banged your head, and it was like we enjoyed that. It was good. We got to play for a lot of people overseas that came from everywhere. It was just unbelievable. And we came back. I went back to doing my Aftershock thing, and then it came up in 2010 to do the stuff at Headbanger Open Air in Germany, and we thought, you know what, this is pretty cool. We started writing songs right then and there. We actually had a couple of songs ready before we even did that show, and we thought, hey, let's see if we can keep writing and get another disc done. And granted, that's been 2010, but I think we're ready now, so we're going to get recording real quick.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, when you started playing in Germany and the band had been gone for as long as it had been, were you surprised by the reception that you've had, that you ended up receiving when you went over there? And talk about getting up and playing in a big crowd like that, especially a crowd like Germany where people are just diehard for this music.
The thing that amazes me about Europe is, and I'm the same way here, don't get me wrong, there's some metal music I love, there's other I don't really listen to. But in Europe, they listen to everything. They go from power metal to death, you name it. It's all there. You know, if you ever go to big shows here, a lot of times, we're fickle. Americans are fickle. I'll go and listen to one band, and then I don't care for the other ones or something. And everybody does that. You know, I don't like to pull punches. Everybody does here. But in Europe, they don't do that. And I admire that. I wish I could be that way.
Well, and one of the things that it's always great about doing the show that I do, and as much fun as I have doing it, is I talk to quite a few bands, Vic, about you know, they ask where I'm from and everything, and you know, I've had a few bands actually say to me, and I posted this on my Facebook page today, that you know, I'll bring up, yeah, I'm from Cleveland, and like, you know, Shock Paris is actually one of the first bands that anybody thinks of, and I think it's really, really cool that people really recognize our metal scene, because they know a lot of bands from this area, which you know, it just surprises me. And these are guys in pretty big, somewhat big metal bands that do that. And you know, the one person that I was completely shocked, who I had known for probably I would say who I've known for 15 years and never said anything to me until like 2 years ago was, you know, Michael Weiketh from Helloween tell me, oh, I love Shock Paris. He used to, you know, when I worked for a mail order company, he used to, you know, sell your albums, but he loved the first couple records. And, you know, what do you have to say to that? Because, I mean, I was really shocked. I wasn't shocked that he liked the band, but I was shocked that, you know, he didn't bring it up to me sooner.
Well, you know what? I'm very humbled by that. That's a great band. That's a great band out of Europe and Germany. I love a lot of the Helloween, and when you told me that, I remember I even got. I said, "Hey, we got. I want to get a hold of him." You know, we kind of had a. That was cool. That kind of it blew me away just as much as it blows you away. It makes I'm very humbled. They're a great band.
Yeah. Well,
and you know what? Cleveland's like that. I look at it like this. You know, I'm not truly from Cleveland. I live closer to Pittsburgh, but Cleveland has a much better metal scene than a lot of cities.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cities. There's a lot of bands that come out of cities you never hear from. You know what I mean? So we've been lucky. Cleveland's really got a lot of notoriety around the world. I mean, not just from Shock Paris, from Breaker. Hey, that's a great thing to have. It makes us all happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, still here with Vic Hicks from Shock Paris, and we're going to play, you know, the newest song that you guys had put out, "Those Eyes," here in a second. But one more question before we, you know, get into the song here. One more question is about this song. You know, you decided to put this out, and you know, why did you pick this particular track to release to everybody almost a year ago?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We did Full Metal Jacket, and we did this. We recorded them real quick. We were going to put a couple songs out. We just felt this song was more polished. I like the moodiness. You know, the song's very moody. It's a little on the dark edge. And so, hey, you don't want to give away your best. I mean, hopefully the rest of them are just as good. We feel they are. So we just thought we'd put this one out and see how people liked it.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to play this track really quick and come back here in a little bit. And we're going to talk about, I'd like to talk to you about, you know, a lot of people don't, there's a lot of people out there that aren't very familiar with, you know, the history of the band and stuff, and I'd like to talk a bit about that because it's you know, there's a lot of Cleveland listeners, and it's always great to hear different perspectives on things. So we're going to play the song for you and for everybody out there. And again, you got a question for Vic? I have some questions I'm going to ask him that people have that have sent me. And if you have a question for Vic, you know, officermetal@metalcommand.net, that is my email address. And we'll be back, you know, right after this song. So here you go. And that's Those Eyes off of Shock Paris's upcoming album, Full Metal Jacket. And we're back here with Vic Hicks of Shock Paris, of course, here on the Interview Hour of the Metal Command, where we feature a different band or artist every week. And Vic, you know, one of the things, you know, that I did want to talk to you about is, you know, we'll talk about some of the history of the band. And you know, for those people that, you know, really don't know quite a bit about you guys, and I'd like to talk about, you know, the making of your very first record, Go for the Throat. And I know it was reissued in the past, and there's some really cool stuff in that reissue, but, you know, give some thoughts and memories of recording that record and maybe playing out, you know, when you guys made that album.
Well, the thing that comes to mind real quick is 3 months. We basically, I showed up in Cleveland. The band was already together. If anybody knows the history, Shock Paris was together before I joined the band. They had a different singer. They did a recording on the Cleveland Metal album, and I ended up joining the band. And basically, I went up to this big building with all these stacks of Marshall, big PA. I was kind of like blown away, but these guys were just pulling my leg. You see, when I came up to practice the second time, we were in a basement like everybody else. So to make a long story short, they gave me pretty much, except for maybe two or three songs, gave me a bunch of music, and I come back in about 2 to 3 months, had it all written, we started jamming, and we got in the studio right away. I mean, we started recording, and with the help of Bill Peters, of course, we did the Go for the Throat. And that's the thing that got, it was like, we meshed real good. You did all that in 3 months, you know what I mean, from scratch, as far as me coming into the band, and then 3 months we had a record recorded. So it came together pretty cool. It really did. We were all very happy with it, and I think the more people that I talk to, I think that is the favorite album, and then Steel, and then Concrete, just the way they came out. As far as a lot of people, Go for the Throat was it. So we kind of, I guess, when it comes to writing, that one hit the best is
made people like it. So it was cool. We had a good time.
And what was the, you know, when you talk about making that record, what was the metal scene like in Cleveland? Because a lot of these bands, obviously, you know, you talked about the Cleveland Metal Compilation, and many of these bands are just kind of getting their start. And talk about what the scene was like back then, and what it was like for all these bands up and coming.
Well, basically, the scene was it. And I mean that by saying every club that you went to, there was hardly any room to walk around because so many people were into metal. I mean, that was prime time. I mean, even for me, I was playing cover bands before I came to Cleveland, and we were doing, you know, Quiet Riot, Crew, Rat, you name it, all the American bands. We were doing Scorpions and Accept and all that stuff as far as a cover band. Canadian bands like Helix and The Rods, and I can go on, you know. And then everybody, there wasn't a person that wasn't around that wasn't into metal. I mean, it was like, it was so popular, it was funny. You know what I mean? You didn't have anybody that was into anything else, pretty much. If they were young, they were into metal. And it's hard to believe. You know, you go to a club now, and it doesn't matter who it is. Big bands don't even have the people that cover bands did or that small bands did in Cleveland at the time. It was just absolutely amazing. And cool.
Well, let's kind of move on a little bit. Definitely, you know, one of my favorite albums and a lot of people, one of their favorite albums, obviously Steel and Starlight, and you ended up getting kind of a major label, some distribution going on with that. And, of course, to me, it's the definitive record, in my opinion, that you guys recorded. It's still one of my favorite metal albums of all time. And, you know, from the production to the songwriting to everything, the band was just unbelievably killer on that record. And talk about the making of that album, you know, talk about getting your first real, you know, big labeled record deal with IRS and, you know, maybe go from there.
Well, we're talking about the second album and not the first one, right?
Correct.
You didn't know that there was two Steel and Starlight recordings?
No, I did not.
A lot of people don't know that. There is. Mr. Bill Peters will someday release that, and it was the way the band wanted the album to sound like, but the record company, and that's okay, that's what you signed the record companies for. The one that you hear now is produced by the record company. There's two basic productions of it. If you ever get to hear the first, the band side of it, it's much heavier than the Steel and Starlight, you know. So, and that's what happened, basically. And I can't say it wasn't there firsthand because we did all the recordings. Kenny went, and he'd know more, but actually he went to Chicago and they remixed it. But that's what the record company wanted. And there's even a couple songs, like I do believe The Minutemen is one that's recorded that was supposed to be on the album. And IRS, the record company, they weren't too hot about us singing a history song about the Revolutionary War, being that they were somewhat British. Someone in the record company was British and kind of didn't like that. That being said, so. So we actually have a song or two songs, I think, that no one's ever heard that's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So one of these days we'll get that out. So going back to the your original question was, when we signed with the record company, that was cool. It was very good. It helped us. It helped everybody. And it actually, I think, helped other bands in Cleveland. It's, hey, anytime anybody breaks out, and what little breakout it was, because remember, it was IRS, which everybody said stands for It Really Sucks. And, you know, it was funny. We replaced the Go-Go's. A lot of people don't know that. That was because IRS, you see everybody jumping on the metal bandwagon. IRS decided to put us on, so they got rid of the Go-Go's. Go-Go's were going out the building while we were coming in. Pretty amazing.
That's crazy. So, mm-hmm. Now, the one thing the one song that, you know, to me is like one of the ultimate metal anthems is Go Down Fighting. And you know, it's like the theme song for metalheads. You know, I mean, you just want to go down fighting. You don't, you know, you just keep going. And, you know, that's why that album had such a big impact on me, Vic, because I think that in almost pretty much every song in that record sounds amazing. And, you know, I'd be interested to hear that get released someday.
Mm, oh, yeah. Well, Bill was going to do that. I think he was going to do that right after we came back, when we went to Germany the first time.
and then we weren't sure what was going on. So one of these days, I'm sure, if we get the, when we get this new CD done, might be some idea to do put that right out right after it. I mean, you know, never can hurt. Be something new, more new for people to listen to. It would be a little bit different.
Yeah. So talk about the third record, Concrete Killers, and you obviously did a video on this song, The Heat and the Fire, and which ended up getting some airplay, I believe, on MTV. And talk a bit about the making of that record, obviously, and you know, talk about making the video, because obviously it was filmed in Cleveland, you know, with the band, you know, kind of walking through the city and stuff like that.
Well, the video was done completely in 24 hours. The people that came in with the cameras, said, let's put it this way, I can't remember who it was, my fault. Make a long story short, they basically did all the filming at Cleveland on the first day. And then the second day, we were set up early in the morning and started in that building that we used right there by the river. And basically what we did was is play that song constantly over and over and over, and they shot the entire time. And I kid you not, it was probably, I think we had about 20 hours of filming. It was just us playing it through a PA and everybody playing along. It was a cool experience. It really was. I really, it was fun. Playing that song over and over and just hamming it up. You know, it's rock and roll. It's a video. It was fun. It really was.
Awesome. So we're going to get to another track here. We're actually going to play The Heat and the Fire here, and I'm going to, when we come back, Vic, we're going to take some fan questions. I got a few of them here. So if anyone wants to send me a question for me to ask Vic Hicks of Shock Pairs, you can email me officermetal@metalcommand.net, and anything you want me to ask him, as long as it's appropriate, I will definitely do so. So this is The Heat and the Fire.
It don't have to be appropriate. I'll answer anything.
Well, I'm just saying I can't read verbatim what some people write me sometimes, if you get what I'm saying.
That's true. That is true.
So, but yeah, I got some pretty cool questions for you. So, and some of them are kind of funny, actually. So, we'll be back after this. Going to play The Heat and the Fire, and this is actually, Vic, this is one of my favorite songs on this album. So, definitely like this. So here we go, and Heat and the Fire by Shock Paris off of the album Concrete Killers. And that is In the Heat, The Heat and the Fire off of the album Concrete Killers. We're still here with Vic Hicks of Shock Paris live here on the Metal Command radio show. It's about 11:36. And so, Vic, I do have some fan questions for you that I'm going to take. And some of them are music related. Some of them aren't. So some of them are pretty funny as well. So so I'm going to go with the first one. I actually have a guy writing me from Georgia. His name is Ted, and you know, Ted wants to know if you ever plan on, you talked about obviously Steel and Starlight, but he wants to know if you ever plan on ever reissuing Concrete Killers.
Well, never really thought about that. That would be something to re-release, but like you said, we were just talking about Steel. I know that we would rather have that out right away, but you never know. You just don't know.
Yep.
I don't know if we have the rights, if that, you know, if that's still with IRS. You're asking the wrong person there, but it ain't a bad idea.
Gotcha. Well, I actually have a couple. I have a question from. I'm not going to name any names because there are about 30 people from Germany that email me wanting to know this question. You know, when is the next time Shock Paris is coming over the play?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, so. I know right now we have the show in Chicago, but I don't know of anything in 2013 overseas yet.
Yeah.
So that's being on it. I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay, now this is a really good question. This is actually a guy from Greece that emailed me, and was at, you guys put a show over there, and you know, he basically says, you know, what was the show like for you playing here in Greece, and you know, how much fun did you have, and do you ever plan on coming back?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I would love to go back to Athens. The show there that we did in March, the Up Your Hammers, was just, to me, it absolutely blew me away. When you have fans that are sitting there singing every single lyric, and not only are they singing the lyrics to your song, but also they're singing the guitar riffs, they know the music as good as the band. That's a fanatic fan, and I will say they're pretty much top-notch. I was very impressed, and we had a blast.
I'll be honest with you, I actually got a little bit kind of ripped. They have some very good liquor. I was mixing Ouzo and Jägermeister.
Yeah.
And we crushing bottles. I mean, literally bottles. And we had a good time.
Gosh.
Just wish I could remember.
Well, you know, you had Bill singing on stage with you. I thought that was interesting. Didn't he come and sing, help us sing a song or something? Someone told me.
Oh, yeah. I drug him out to help sing Go Down Slating.
Ah, okay. How did that go down?
He did a good job.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody's a singer at heart. Everybody wants to, right?
Yep.
Well, he did okay. He knew the lyrics. He had fun. We brought him, and then we also brought the promoter, the main guy that does the show, Manolis. We brought him out on stage with Bill, and we were all out there singing.
Mm-hmm.
And while the crowd was singing, it was fun. We had a blast. Great fans. Great time. Hey, if you ever just want to go to have a good time, go to Greece. It was a good time.
Great. Now, next question I have for you is, someone wants to know, if Vic gets in his car or has an iPod, what would he be listening to?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was just listening on my way home today. I was listening to Priest. Angel of Retribution, isn't that? I think that's. I'm not one of these ones. I like music. I'll put it in. I've had that disc probably in the car for a month, and I'll go and listen to each. I'll listen to a song a couple times. I just break it down. I love that album.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a big Nostradamus fan that's out there, but I actually haven't had the chance to break. I haven't even got a chance to listen to that one yet. It's just sitting there. I will.
Gotcha.
Sometimes I get on a binge with music or Shanker or you name it. You know, I'm an old school metal, but if they have new stuff, I like that too.
Now, this is and some of these are unnamed, I have someone asking me, and I believe they're from Cleveland, because it looks like they're from Cleveland. Anyway, they wanted to know, what were the singers that really had a profound impact on you, that not only did you like growing up, but also, really helped form, your voice, how you sound as a frontman?
Well, it really started off with Tom Jones. When I was a kid, he had a powerful voice. Then I started getting into Glenn Hughes and Ronnie James. And my favorite singer, if you ask me, is Graham Bonnet. He had power. He had grace. He sang with one of the best guitar players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Shanker, Impella Carey, Yngwie, and Blackmore. Some of the great, and one singer got to sing with all four of those great musicians. That says a lot to me. So I guess it goes back to the old school. Those are the guys I grew up with listening to.
Yeah. So are there any bands today that you're really into? Any newer metal bands that you may have listened to that you've gone? Because he's got like a 2-part question here. Any newer metal bands? Any new releases from bands that you're really into right now?
You know what? I honestly don't do that much listening to new stuff. Not that I just don't have time. I spent a lot of time listening to if it's a band that I've always, like I said, Priest or whoever it might be. If there's an older band that puts out a new album, I'd listen to. Now that doesn't mean I don't know I listen to Ice Earth or all these other bands. I like a lot of them, but it's not something that I'm spend a lot of time with. I'd rather listen to stuff that I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
So I really can't say that. And that's sometimes we put blinders on with music. Everybody does. I know I'm bad at that myself. So
yeah. Well, Graham Bonnet, it's interesting you say that because Graham Bonnet is definitely one of those guys, and he played in all those bands. But people just don't talk about someone like him now. And that's actually. It's another reason I do this show, Vic, because bands that people don't normally get to hear, it's great to be able to bring kind of a history of metal back to people. So, the next question here's a funny one. This person wants to know: are you a Steelers or Browns fan?
That's not fair. Hey, I'll tell you a little story real quick. I am a Steelers fan, but a lot of my friends are Browns fans, and it's great to have fans. We bicker back and forth, but you respect each other. I get a little bit more hassled than I hassle them. If you think about it, you understand why.
Yeah, well, I know.
Exactly. So, but to make a long story short, all my life I thought my dad was a Steeler fan because the kids were at the house. You're only 38 miles from Pittsburgh, so that's what you watch Sunday, and that's what you end up liking. To make a long story short, it wasn't until after I moved to Cleveland and was in the bands and stuff, I come home one day, and Dad's got the TV on, and he's watching a Browns game. I'm like, what's up with that? And he just looked at me, and then he started to tell me before I was born, the Browns were champions too, and, you know, you got that story, and it's like, oh, I understand. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that when I was a kid? He goes, you're my son. I don't want to break your heart. You know what I mean? So it was cool. So I live in a family where both family members, mom and dad, are both Brown and Steeler fans. And they were only Steeler fans because the kids grew up as Steeler fans. You know, that's amazing, ain't it?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
And you never knew it. It wasn't until we got older that we ever knew it. Yeah.
So it's interesting, yeah. Especially, you know, you live kind of so close to there. So, well, here's what we're gonna do, Vic. I'm gonna play another track here on A Wing and a Prayer. This is obviously off of Go for the Throat, and one of my favorite songs off of that album. And we're gonna come back, and we're gonna kind of wrap it up with one more segment, and go from there. So with that, here is on A Wing and a Prayer by Shock Paris. This is off of the album. Go for the Throat. Here you go. And we're back here on the Metal Command Show. Time now is 11:50, and that was on A Wing and a Prayer by Shock Paris off of Go for the Throat. Doing one last segment here with Shock Paris singer Vic Hicks. And Vic, again, you know, definitely one of my favorite songs off of this record.
It is one of mine, too, and I love being able lately. The shows we've been doing lately, we've actually did this song and Chosen Ones, and which is probably my favorite song on that album. I just love that.
You know, I get a lot of people that are really into the song Caged Tiger quite a bit on this album.
Yes, very much so. That's a Baggins tune. Baggins, Bill Sabo, our drummer.
Yeah.
And our buddy. Anyhow, make a long story short, he wrote the lyrics of that song. He wrote Caged Tiger.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
great tune.
Definitely some good stuff. So, you know, I got to ask you, what's in store for the band? And obviously you got the album that you're working on. And do you have any tentative date when you possibly want to have it out?
Well, I would really, we're shooting for March, February, March to have it out. At least March. Yeah, I mean, we got a show to do in May in Chicago. So I definitely want to have it out and play it a good bit before we go to Chicago. That's for sure.
Gotcha. Awesome. So, you know, one of the things, let's talk really quick before, you know, we end the interview, let's talk about the lineup you have in the band, because obviously you and Ken are, you know, two of the original members that, you know, played on the first album and everything. And, you know, talk about some of the guys you have on the album really quick, you know, maybe briefly, and, you know, talk about some of these guys you've been jamming with.
Well, I've got a great bunch of guys. Starting off with Ed Stevens, a great bass player, plays with everybody in town. Everybody knows him. He absolutely blows me away. Great guy, very sharp, knows what he's doing on the rig. The ultimate professional. Love the guy to death. John, great guitar player, very nice guy. We all get along. They're all fans. I mean, John, every time I talk to John, he tells me about when he was younger and listening to the albums and what he's doing. It touched him so much, and here he is. I mean, it's a dream for him to play in the band. And, of course, Dono, that's Kenny's brother. I mean, we couldn't ask for a better bunch of guys to play with and good musicians, and I'm real happy. I mean, I think this is going to – I think we're going to really light up some people with this new CD. And I couldn't ask for a better bunch of guys, and we have a good time. You know, sometimes I know guys that play in bands, and it's funny because they play music together, but sometimes they despise each other. Well, you don't have that problem. And when you don't have problems like that, the band works out real easy and everybody has a good time. So, and I think that comes across in the music. When we play out live, we're having a good time. We all get along. I think that's very important.
Well, Vic, like I always say, you know, I've never had the issue of band members hating each other, but I can tell you that, you know, as a musician, you're only as good as the guys around you. I mean, that's how I've always approached things.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, but I find, as I get older, I've seen a lot of musicians, I met a lot of musicians, and some of those guys aren't as great as we really think they are. It's the band itself and how they sound together and how it's done with, I always said music is done with smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
Sometimes not the greatest bass player, the greatest guitar player, they make great music together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes, you know, egos get in the way, and when you have great musicians, you have those problems too, and I love not having anything like that going on. I just love being around a bunch of guys that have a good time and know how to rock and roll.
Awesome. So really quick, could you do a station ID for me? We'll kind of, you know, do it on the air really quick, and then, you know, I'll ask you one or two more questions.
Okay, how about this? Hey, this is Vic Hicks of Shock Paris, and you're listening to the Metal Command on WBWC 88.3. Time to rock and roll, boys.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, the one last question I have for you, Vic, and, you know, obviously I've had some fans listen to this on the net, and I actually, believe it or not, I've had quite a few emails about this, but any last words you have for the fans that, you know, music fans, metal fans that were listening to this interview or will be checking it out once they archive it on the site?
Yeah, I would like to say thank you. I really mean that. Thank you to all the fans. You know what? I have fans. The band has fans. We get people from the 80s that are fans and even young kids that said, hey, man, I got into this stuff. I love it. I thank you. I mean, that's all we got as a band. If we don't make money at doing this, all we do it for is to make you people happy, and hopefully with this new CD, you'll have something brand new to listen to, and they're going to be fans for a very long time. And thank you, Tony. I've had a great time tonight. You got a great thing going on here, a great show, and you're enjoying yourself, and you're helping people like me get the word out to the fans. And we all connect together. Thank you.
Sounds cool, Vic. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk for a couple minutes right after the interview's over. But I'm playing the song to close it out, On Your Feet, off of Steel and Starlight, one of my favorite songs off here, Vic. And, again, it was great having you on. And I'll tell you what, man, I'd love to do it again sometime.
We will. You know, well, let's do it after we put this new CD out. We'll have to make a date to do that. And I love that you're going to play the On Your Feet. Well, if you ever seen the movie The Hidden with Kyle MacLachlan, they crash they burn up a Corvette, for God's sakes, a Ferrari. He's playing this tune. If you ever seen that movie, it's a cool movie. It's on Sci-Fi Channel all the time. It's called The Hidden. Anyhow, enjoy.
Anyway, here we go. On Your Feet by Shock Paris off of Steel and Starlight.